can't say enough about what he did today, going out there, giving us a chance to win, and pretty much being absolutely dominant.
Stuff-wise, can you describe it?
I mean, there's not many words I can say other than, you know, he was pounding the zone with everything he had, you know, down and away, inside, you know, hard, soft. I mean, he pretty much had a great mix of everything. Everything was working. Everything was getting outs. So, you know, just absolutely outstanding from him today.
And this staff in general, in this series, you had two unbelievable pitching performances, kind of some optimism heading to Florida, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, when our starting pitching goes out there and can dominate the lineup and eat up innings and get us deep into the game with a chance to win, you know, our offense usually will come through and score a couple runs. So, I mean, I think that's a good recipe for success is, you know, starting pitching, go out, set the tone, and let the offense score some runs. So hopefully we can keep that going here before the All-Star break and then take a little regroup and come back at it second half.
Last year you guys swept the Yankees, and that series was a launching pad for the success. The second half, can it be like that this year again?
I hope you're right. That would be a funny coincidence, but, you know, I mean, I hope you're right. That's all I can say.
What is Goldie having a bat in the third inning? 10 pitches, foul ball, five of them. Cole seemed to get upset about that, and then you guys took off in the fourth. How big is an at bat like that? Is that kind of a turning point?
Absolutely. I mean, anytime you face a guy like Garrett Cole, who's, if he's not the best pitcher in the game, he's one of the top guys. I mean, he's got elite stuff, elite command. And anytime you can go and battle and string together good at-bats, that just wears anybody down. It doesn't matter how good you are. And I thought from the first pitch of the game today, we came out, battled every single guy, put up really, really good at-bats. And we just kind of grinded him down. And eventually we got some runs on him there. And that was huge to string all those at-bats together.
What is Monty's sinker, right? In your eyes, you've caught a lot of pitchers. That sinker is where it's hard for guys to square it up, it seems like.
Yeah, no, it's tough. Well, it's not only the movement of the pitch, it's coming from a big body coming downhill hard at you. It's, you know, as a hitter, it's kind of intimidating to see, you know, Monty coming full seam, you know, down right at you, throwing that sinker. You can even know it's coming, and it's still hard to hit because it's so heavy and has so much downward plane movement. So it's definitely his bread and butter, and it's something that we can lean on.
How fun is it to catch someone as consistent as Jordan Hicks?
As Jordan Hicks?
Yeah, Jordan Montgomery.
Montgomery or Hicks? Both of them. I mean, both of them have been really, really good for us.
I said Jordan is, not Hicks. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're both really cool to catch.
Yeah, no, but Montgomery has been, I mean, like you said, he's been consistent. And it makes it fun for me because I know I can go out there and we can really, you know, get creative within a certain boundary. You know, I want to make sure we're using his stuff, sequencing it the correct way, but it also gives us some freedom when he's getting ahead and attacking hitters to do some things off script and really just keep the mix going.